So one of the pieces in our exhibition is going to be a reproduction of our Edith Grove flat.
Horrendous. Well, you know, I mean, the whole bloody thing. I mean,
yes, the whole thing.
That's amazing. I mean,
it is. How many rooms were there in Edith Grove flat?
How many rooms?
There's the living room.
The living room. I really.
And it looked out.
There was the bog.
That was upstairs, because you had to share the bog.
And the
bathroom.
Yeah.
And the kitchen. Yeah. Where was that?
It just put me off of washing forever. And,
washing up. No, we had one bedroom and one living room. And the rest was shared,
and
right?
You and me,
we had to share.
I tell you what, I can't start again. Where we slept.
That's what I can't remember either. That's what I'm trying to get at.
The only thing you don't remember is the bedroom.
Okay, I remember the living room. In the living room.
The carpet.
We had a carpet.
The carpet was the most horrendous
carpet.
Brown piece of crap.
Smelly. It needed clean.
And then we had a,
what did we use for a sound system?
Brian's radiogram.
Which is like a piece of furniture.
Yeah, it was a hi-fi, big piece of furniture.
Radio.
Had a radio and a record player.
And we had all our LPs.
Yeah, and piles of LPs.
And constantly playing them.
Did we have
guitar amps in there?
We had acoustic. We used to play in there. But guitars were thin on the ground in those days.
Brian had a guitar, Keith had a guitar, and we had a sofa in the corner. We had a gas fire, which you always had to put shilling in.
Oh yeah, the meter.
The meter, and if you didn't have a shilling. And then how did we used to eat?
I don't. I think we always went out.
We went out. There was a chippy there on the corner there. There was a kind of cafe that was open all the time. There was an Italian. There was a fry up place we used to eat.
Weirdly enough, I can't remember sleeping or eating.
We must have done that though.
I can't remember.
But we must have done a lot of that. And we had a lot of friends over though.
Yeah,
it wasn't just us.
We also used to do a little shoplifting.
I remember shoplifting for food.
Used to do that.
I didn't have to do
Brian
that.
Brian and me were like, under the hood.
Let's go. I said, where'd you get that, Keith? That's a nice piece of chocolate.
It's manna from heaven.
Where'd you get that? There's a shop in the corner. And our landlord was a Welsh guy, and he had the dairy on the corner. And he used to charge us £2.50 a week.
It was exorbitant.
Well, we used to think it was exorbitant, but anyway, it was £2.50, and then we used to pay. And sometimes we didn't have the £2.50, and he used to say, "Okay, we'll pay us next week." He did used to let us off sometime, and he wasn't the worst kind of landlord. And then I remember one time,
not for a Welsh one.
No, and he said he was going to do it up. Do you remember this time? He threw us out. And then he did it up, and he soft-heartedly let us come back again, because we did trash it.
And I didn't notice any difference.
Well, no, I think he cleaned that carpet you mentioned, maybe.
Probably, that's about it.
He cleaned that carpet. When we first moved in there, though, both Keith and our mums used to do our washing for us, and we used to bring it up. And both Keith and our mums would somehow get us, I can't remember how we got there, but they would deliver somehow clean clothes.
By British Railways. delivered, right? I mean, but no, the place was absolutely filthy.
And it's still there.
And it had a sound system. And in actual fact, we were sitting on that bloody carpet when we came up with the name Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
that's where we were making the phone call. Wanted to put an ad into Jazz News, which was like a hip magazine,
Yeah, for jazz people.
And Brian's on the phone, and we're playing at so and so on Wednesday. And they said, "Yeah, but what are you called?
What's your name?"
And
we had to agree.
We had Muddy Waters. album on the backside, and the first track was called Rolling Stone Blues.
And we said,
"This is costing us money, Rolling Stones."
That's it. And done. That